I would say that these readings that we hear today are just pretty clutch for the whole Lenten season as a kind of a nugget, a centerpiece of the whole meaning of Lent. I don't know if I mentioned this. I may have mentioned this the first Sunday of Lent. I know for sure that I mentioned this at the Ash Wednesday Mass that I had with my kids at Lumen Christi several weeks ago. And I said, what's Lent really all about anyways? What is Lent? What do we do? What is Lent really all about anyways? Why do we have Lent anyways? And I said, this is the basic reason that we have Lent. This is why we do it. Lent is so that you can return to your own humanity. That's why we have Lent. Lent is the return to our own humanity. Right, and why is that? Because, of course, Lent is that time when we are called to reflect upon and think about all of those things in our lives that are not actually very human, and to change from those not human things, whether those are things that I am doing I shouldn't be doing, or things that I'm not doing that I should be doing. Whatever those things may be, Lent is the time where I remember, oh yeah, this is who I am. I've, you know what, maybe eating 10 pounds of chocolate a day is not a good thing after all. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Why? Because it's not very human of you to do it. That's what animals do. They eat 10 pounds of chocolate every day. Your dog would eat 10 pounds of chocolate a day if you gave your dog 10 pounds of chocolate, right? But we don't do that because it's not according to our own identity. It's not according to our own humanity. And so to return to our humanity is an extremely freeing adventure, endeavor, invitation, in fact, command by God, who says, repent, therefore, lest you perish. And why do we perish? Not because God smites us, but because we smite ourselves. That's why we perish. When we don't act in accord with our own humanity, God says, all right, I'm going to let it happen. Not that I'm happy about this, but this is your choice. I give you this choice and freedom. So it's a beautiful move. It's a beautiful move, the season of Lent. If we see it right from that perspective, if we strive towards Easter with that intention in mind, who am I? And do I live according to that truest, most authentic version of me, the truth of who I am? And that's why I love this day's reading so much, because that's exactly the point that they make in Exodus and in Corinthians and in the Gospel of Luke. What is God so much as saying to us is this, but remember who you are. Remember who you have been made to be. And in this you shall bear fruit. But of course, if you don't act according to who you are, you cannot bear fruit. This is just super obvious to us. This is super obvious to us in all, it's evident in all of our daily experience. You walk outside and look at anything in the world around you that's not human, and you'll notice that it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Because what is a maple tree going to be doing day in and day out? But growing into a bigger maple tree. It's never going to try and be an apple tree. It's just not going to do it. Because it's living towards the end for which it was made. That is, it is in itself to be maple, and so that's what it grows to be. You and I don't witness fish trying to fly. They just don't do it. It's not in their nature. They don't do something that they are not. And likewise, right? You never see a bird trying to say, like, I think I'll try and breathe in the water today. It's just not going to do it. You're never going to watch a polar bear walk into a movie theater so that it can watch the next Avengers movie. That's just not what bears do. They act according to their own nature. But here's the funny thing about humans. All of those things around you that you see, they do that by necessity. They don't actually have a choice. But this is why we're unique, because we have a choice. We can actually choose to be human or not. And it makes all the difference. We can choose to be fulfilled. We can choose to bear fruit or not. And how is it that we come to do those things that are actually human? Only if we know that we're human. And that's kind of a funny thing. You're like, well, of course I know that I'm human. Oh, do we? Do we really? Because if we know, why don't we choose it? I'm just very convinced of this, that this is what we were made to be. And the reason that we don't choose that in our lives, why do I eat 10 pounds of chocolate a day? Well, it's just frankly because I don't know who I am. If I truly knew and was truly convinced about who I was, it would be clear and in fact almost de facto easy for me to set aside those things that don't bring me fulfillment. What does that look like? How does the scriptures describe for us that process of conversion? Right, the people of God in the story of Moses and the story of Exodus go through this very shift that St. Paul talks about right in the reading to the Corinthians. He says, everyone at that moment was baptized in Moses. What is he meaning? That God was giving grace to an individual so that through that individual, the whole people might receive a different what? Identity. So that they know that you were chosen. I call you to be, I call you to live within that identity. And St. Paul says, sorry for them, they didn't. And this is why they perished. Because they didn't live according to who they were. And this is exactly what Moses' heart reveals. In the moment when God says to Moses, I am the God of your fathers, and this is my plan. What's the first response of the heart? Moses could have asked any question, right? He could have made any exclamation. What did Moses not say? He did not say, all right, Lord, what are you going to do? He did not say, Lord, how are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? Where are you going to do that? With whom are you? God, Moses' question was this. God says, I reveal myself. This is my plan. And Moses says, but who are you? Moses' question to God was a question of identity. The people needed to know who God was in order for them to know who they were. And this is the secret. This is the secret of Lent. This is the secret of all human life, in fact. You and I, what is it that we are to do? We can't know that unless we know who we are. And you and I cannot know who we are if we don't know who God is. Just as Moses asked, God, who are you? Who am I to say what your name is? Who is it the one that sent me? Because in that clarity that God gave Moses, Moses then was able to give that clarity to God's people so that God could baptize them in this new identity and bring them into true conversion so that they could be humans again. Because what were they? Not human. They were slaves. God says, stop living in that place of slavery. Time to live in a place of freedom, because that's what you are. I gave you your freedom. That's what makes you different than every other thing in creation. And I shall show you how to live again in that freedom and not in slavery. Man, I just had a very bizarre experience yesterday afternoon. I was up in Lansing, and up at St. Gerard on the west side of Lansing, they were hosting this group called Cross and Light, which is this kind of musical theater rendition of the Passion, Death, Resurrection of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Very well done. They've been doing this production for several years now, and they brought it to Lansing. They had two, three days worth of shows there at St. Gerard Parish where they just used the whole church, and it was a really beautiful show. So I was driving to it yesterday and got off the highway, and it's about 10 minutes from the highway to the church, and as I was driving down the road making my way up ahead, the traffic started to slow down a little bit, and there was a police car up in the middle of the road and a couple of the cars parked, and I'm like, oh man, there must have been an accident or something. And so I'm kind of like craning my head. You know how we were like, oh, what's going on? I just got to look and see the carnage, right? And we all do that. Well, it was not a traffic accident. I started to squint and I was like, that looks kind of odd. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? And as I drove closer, sure enough, I was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm seeing. And I've never seen this before in my whole life. There was a person standing in the middle of the road wearing nothing but their bare skin from head to toe. And there was a police officer there trying to plead with a person who evidently was very, very agitated and was unwilling even to be touched. And there was another car and some other people that were kind of standing nearby. And this individual in the middle of the road was clearly not in their right mind. Gosh, and in that moment, you just feel such compassion. I felt so sorry. I just started to pray for that person. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on in their life, but I just ask you to please restore their dignity to them and help them. And as I drove by, it was just they were trying to convince this person to put a blanket on. You know, and it's just like an extreme example, but obviously, like, it's so true that, like, if we don't know who we are, we can't possibly even act human, like, even to the point of us doing very, very bizarre things. And isn't that the sad state of all human hearts, right? Maybe we're not there in that extreme degree, but every single one of us, like, has those things where it's like, well, why would anybody ever choose that? Why would someone live in that place? I don't know if that person was suffering some sort of illness of the mind. I don't know if that person was high on drugs. I have no clue. All I know is that I was like, that's very, very unique. But it just caused in my own heart just to well forth like a desire for that person's humanity to be returned to them so that in their right mind, in their right heart, they may be able to know what it is they were supposed to do. Oh, what a prelude, right, to driving to church to see this performance put on about the love story of Jesus. And so the invitation, gosh, is so clear to us, and in these readings and in Lent, it's that you and I, in our return to humanity, how do we come about actually knowing that? The only way that you and I will ever know who we are is by knowing who God is, and that's the simple truth. You ever wonder what you're supposed to do with your life? I ask that question all the time. God, what am I supposed to do? Like, and we know what we're supposed to do. Like, we know what we're supposed to do. But man, there's a deeper desire in the heart where it's like, God, what am I supposed to do? And God answers that question in such a funny way. God often doesn't answer that prayer for you and me by saying, well, this is what I want you to do. Here's the list A, B, and C. Just do those things. God doesn't say that. God says, let me just reveal to you myself. Because in God's revelation of his own goodness to you, your own humanity becomes clear to you. And when you know who you are, what you're supposed to do is abundantly clear. I'm a maple tree. I grow into a maple. That's what I do. I'm a bird. I fly. That's what I do. I'm a fish. I swim. That's just what I do. I'm a human. I'm a human. I go forth in freedom to choose to love. That's what I do. And to live from the dignity that I see myself to have received, because God in his goodness reveals to me how he has bestowed that goodness, that dignity within me, so that you and I, right, we uncover our humanity again in season of Lent. The invitation for us then, perhaps even this week, just in a very intentional way, when you take your time today, when you take your time this week to pray, we often have things that swirl around in our minds. God, what do I do about this? God, what do I do about that? Ain't that right? God, what about this situation? Show me what to do. Those are very important questions. And let's ask instead the question that will answer those ones by going deeper and say, Lord, this week, just show me who you are. Show me who you are. I am very convinced God wants to reveal that to you, because he knows very well that when he shows you who he is, who you are becomes clear, and what you are to do then also becomes clear. That is a beautiful journey worth taking, not only during Lent, but for the rest of our lives. And so may we heed this invitation that, like the fig tree, right, that Jesus describes in the parable, we will always bear fruit at the time that we are called to bear fruit. That when your master comes to collect your heart and to collect my heart, he will see what pleases him, because he will have seen that we have chosen quite freely to live out of our own humanity that he has given to each of us.